He does it in the first standing, that is his son. And then that brings us to the letters to the church. And I put Acts. Acts and the letter to the church. Acts is a historical document, and we can plug in the books of most of the books of the New Testament throughout the writing of Acts. Okay. Now, what do we have here? Well, we have the third thing. I declared that I would do it. That's here. And then I saved. Now I proclaim. I proclaim that I did it. So here we have the proclaiming of God. I did it. This is the second standing. This is the standing of the Holy Spirit. Here he sent his Son for the first part. Here he sends his Spirit for the second part, the proclaiming. I have done it. Now, this, remember I told you there's a book in the Old Testament that's out of place. It's not written to Israel. It's not written by Israel. It's just there. So, same thing's true in the New Testament. There's a book there. It's not really written to Israel, and it's not really written just to the church. It's just there. The book of Revelation. The book of Revelation. What's that book about? This is the book about glory. The challenge, who can do this? Throw down the gauntlet, picking it up, I will do it. I did it. I proclaimed I did it. Who gets the glory now? God gets the glory. The book of Revelation is about glory. Putting the whole thing finally together. Now, let's go and look right here for a quick moment. If you're still there at Isaiah 43, we have the word declare. Isaiah 43, and look at verse 11. I, even I, am the Lord, and there is no Savior besides me. And people, what do you want to do? If you, it'll help you. If you understand that word Savior and all these things, don't just think of the unbeliever, but also the believer, because a believer experientially needs to be made pure. The believer experientially, what? Needs to be getting ready for Easter, needs to be resurrected. People, you and I need to be resurrected, as it were, every day. And some of us throughout the day. There has to be a resurrection. We need power, we need a Savior, to resurrect us, as it were. So there's that resurrection that occurs in our life. Okay, now look at it with me at verse 12. It is I who have declared. The word to declare is the Hebrew word nagad, and it means to stand boldly out, to announce boldly, to expose, to predict.